A work program at a high school in Brooklyn is helping students stay on track to graduate and, in some cases, preventing them from dropping out. Two West Brooklyn students spoke to WNYC's Yasmin Khan about how their paid internships push them closer to the finish line.
Danny Lopez wants to work.
The way I see it is just like, if you're not making money, then you're not really doing anything with yourself.
He's still in high school, though, and not close to graduating. In fact, I tracked him down on a day when he wasn't in school. He skipped in order to take a job delivering flowers. I intercepted him in the cafeteria when he snuck in to pick up a paycheck for the internship he has through school.
At this point, I do want to finish. I do just, like, one day I'm just like, all right, I'm going to go to school, and I'm here. I'm like, all right, let me do my thing. And it's just like, somehow the next day it just falls down, and I'm just like, damn, school again.
He's nearly 19, and a high school diploma still feels out of reach.
It's just a constant struggle, constant battle between myself.
Danny thinks he has about 16 class credits. He needs 44 to graduate.
He's really on the fence about whether we'll lose him entirely from high school existence.
Steve Marcus, the school's co-director, says it's actually the internship that's one of the few things connecting Danny to high school right now. He's interested in auto mechanics, so Danny's been working at a BMW dealership in Bay Ridge. The school also brought Danny to Bronx Community College to tour the automotive program. Marcus says it planted a seed.
He said from that internship experience, I could see myself doing this. For the first time, I could see myself going to a college, and I know what it could be.
He says each year, about a third to half of West Brooklyn students take part in the internship program called Learning to Work. It comes with funding, so students get paid $8 an hour. Marcus says the experience is especially important for this student population, teenagers who transfer to West Brooklyn because they're far behind in their coursework and have a history of poor attendance.
You see the connection and the success at the school often first in the internship world.
The hope is that success translates to academics. The program can be a hook for students like Danny, who lack confidence in the classroom. It's just as important for students who are on track to graduate, but need a glimpse of their future.
I'm going towards my career. Baby steps.
Like Yesenia Bravo, whose dream job requires wearing a bulletproof vest and carrying around a gas mask. She says she's wanted to be a police officer since she was a little girl.
Hey, ladies, how you doing?
She interns with the NYPD as an auxiliary police officer. I tag along one weeknight while she's on patrol in Sunset Park.
You have to check the corners, make sure nothing's happening.
It's a fairly uneventful night, strolling down Fifth Avenue, a commercial street with lots of bodegas and retail shops. But as Yesenia says, anything can happen. That's what seems to compel her to the job. And she wants young people to feel safe in their neighborhoods.
A lot of people are getting robbed for, like, money, telephones. That's something I don't like seeing. People getting hurt.
In her police uniform, Yesenia walks with a quiet confidence. Actually, this is how she carries herself at school, too, now that she's at West Brooklyn. She transferred there after what she calls three unsuccessful years at her first high school, FDR in Borough Park.
I was starting to hang out with the wrong people, cutting school.
Do you ever cut class at West Brooklyn?
No. I haven't cut class, thank God. Once I stepped in that school and they told me the commitments I had to do, I can't not cut school, I had to be on time, I had to do all my work. And I actually stood to that, and I seen my grades, the 80s, 90s. I'm like, damn, I actually could do good in school.
Yesenia is on track to graduate in June. She'd like to go to John Jay College for Criminal Justice and enroll in the police academy. Danny Lopez shows up to his internship just about every day. As for school, he says he'll try to stick it out, at least until the end of the year. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.
These reports are part of American Graduate, a public media initiative addressing the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.